For our scripture tonight, we're going to look at the 23rd Psalm and then go to Mark, the 6th chapter, verses 30 through 34. Hear now the Word of God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And then looking in Mark's Gospel, verses 30 through 34. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to Him all they had done and taught. Then because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, He said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, He had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So He began teaching them many things. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, the disciples came back from their preaching mission. They gave their report to Jesus. They were exhausted from their labors, and still the people crowded around them till they were so busy they didn't have time to eat. And Jesus told the disciples they needed to get away. Find a place for rest. So they got in the boat and they went away from the crowds, going across the lake. However, the people heard around the lake, and when Jesus and the disciples stepped out of the boat, the very people that they'd been trying to get away from were there waiting for them. I don't know about you, but if that had happened to me, I don't know how annoyed I might have been. The rest Jesus needed was denied Him. His privacy was invaded. That Jesus saw the people with compassion rather than disgust was a minor miracle in itself. Jesus was moved by the crowd to a great compassion when I feel most of us would be moved to a great irritation. He saw the people as being like sheep without a shepherd. Well, what does it mean? What does it mean to be sheep without a shepherd? Well, first, sheep without a shepherd cannot find its way. The sheep is lost. When a sheep wanders away from the flock and the care of the shepherd, it is lost and almost certain to be killed for the lack of care if he's not found. And in Luke's Gospel, you remember the story of the shepherd that had 99 sheep that were in the fold, but one was out, and he went looking for that one until he found it. This is a picture of each of us apart from God. The psalmist said, "I have gone astray like lost sheep." Isaiah says, "All we like sheep have gone astray." Jeremiah said, "My people have been lost sheep." 1 Peter says, "You were a sheep going astray." Without Jesus, we're lost like lost sheep. Hopeless, helpless, surely did I have not found. And looking at the 23rd Psalm, we see one task of the Lord as our shepherd is to lead us into safe places and in paths of righteousness. When we are without the shepherd, though, we lack guidance. Next, we see that a sheep without a shepherd cannot find its pasture. The shepherd of Psalm 23 makes the sheep to lie down in green pasture and drink from still waters. Without the shepherd to lead him, the sheep would soon die. A thirst or lack of food. Now, you and I might not die physically without the Lord as our shepherd. We might live a very normal lifespan. But without the Lord as our shepherd, we are sure to die spiritually. Without Him, we have no one to lead us into the paths of righteousness. We have no one to restore our souls. We have no one to anoint our heads with oil to heal the hurts and bruises that are part of life. We can look everywhere, as many do. We may find an array of things to fill our lives, but we will never be satisfied apart from the Shepherd. We only gain strength for life when we partake of the One who is the living bread. Almost every Sunday here and every day of my life, I try to pray the Lord's Prayer. And I'm reminded when I pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," that I'm not praying just for bread to eat, but I'm praying for the bread of life, for Jesus, for all of Him that I need at that time to strengthen me. Not just to strengthen me physically, but to strengthen me spiritually, mentally, emotionally, to make me whole in Him. This morning I was talking to one of the young men in the church, and the conversation led to his saying, "Well, you're a strong man." And I said, "No. With Him, with Christ who strengthens me, I'm able to do what I need to do. But without Him, I can do nothing. Don't depend on my strength, but on Him." And I'm thinking about that this afternoon, and I got to thinking about an old gospel song, "Without Him, I can do nothing. Without Him, I surely fail. Without Him, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Without Him, surely, I'm lost and die like a sheep without a shepherd." And you know, without a shepherd, a sheep has no real defense against the dangers which threaten it. There are all kinds of diseases and parasites that attack the sheep, which the shepherd must guard against. There are, of course, wild animals such as wolves and bears and wild dogs that can quickly catch and kill a sheep. My dad had a few sheep at one time. The only thing he had to kill them was a wild dog. Sheep have no method of defense. Oh, they can run a little bit, but not much. They can jump, but not very high, not very far. They have no defense of their own. Without the shepherd to guard it, the sheep is in constant danger. And without the shepherd, the sheep has a constant fear of all kinds of evil, and surely of death. Even shadows cause fear when the shepherd is not near. But when the shepherd is present, shadows, even the shadow of death, hold no fear. The shepherd's presence and his rod and his staff provide protection and comfort for the sheep. If life has taught us anything, it should be that we cannot live alone. We need the Lord as our shepherd to defend us and to protect us from all our foes. We cannot defend ourselves from all the temptations which assail us, nor from the evil of the world which attacks us. Only in the company of Jesus can we walk and live in this world both safe and unafraid, and walk with confidence through our dark valleys. All of us have valleys, dark valleys, to go through. And it's so good to be there with the great shepherd of the sheep. And with the Lord as our shepherd, there is security not only in this life, but also for eternity. The psalmist speaks of this beautifully in Psalm 23:6, where he says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Goodness and mercy, or goodness and love, as one translation has it. Can you picture the shepherd with two sheepdogs to assist him in protecting the sheep? See, one of them named Goodness and the other Mercy. They are always there to present, to protect, and to provide for our needs of every day. We sang, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." That song, based on Scripture in the Book of Lamentations, such a dread, dreary book, right there comes up with a tremendous affirmation that the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. And great is God's faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. New every morning, God's mercies. God's faithfulness. The good shepherd, always present with his goodness and mercy to provide for our needs in all of our days. And then the psalmist said, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Think about it. When our days here ended, when this life is over, when the Lord is our shepherd, eternity is secure. We don't have to worry about it. Most of you heard me too much, perhaps. But most of you know by now that my dad was the man in my life. I have three older sisters. I was a longed-for son. My mother described me as all head and feet with a few bones connecting between the two. My grandmother said when I was 18 months old, Daddy put me down in front of him and said, ain't he pretty? And she thought he looked crazy. She's talking about me. She told me that after I was grown, not when I was 18 months old. Dad was special to me. He disciplined me when I needed it. Sometimes I thought too harshly. We played together, hunted together, fished together. And if you were around my dad long, you worked with him. We worked together. He was the primary influence in my life. On the 27th day of November 1973, Winnie Dill and I went to Camp Sumatonga to a minister's and spouse's retreat. And when we arrived there, somebody came and met me and said, there's an emergency phone call for you to call Mr. C.O. Westbrook in Goodwater, Alabama. And I went and made the call and got Mr. Westbrook on the phone. And he said, there's been an accident. Your dad was in an accident this morning. I said, how bad is it? He said, it's very bad. I said, is he dead? He said, yes. So I went out and told some of my preacher friends, and they came with me out to the car offering to drive me home. And they surrounded me, and the bishop came out, and they prayed with Winnie Dale and I, and we left to go back home. As I drove down the highway, there were two things that brought me tremendous strength and comfort. One, as I drove, I prayed. I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed, and then I started laughing, and Wendell said, what is it? And I said, well, I've been praying and praying and praying, and I realized that I was asking the Father over and over again for my benefit and for my family and for others, always referring to God as Father, Father, Father. And I realized that although I no longer have my earthly dad with me, the Heavenly Father will never leave me, never forsake me. Tremendous comfort there. And then I had the words of an old hymn, well, actually an anthem the choir sings on a rare occasion. My choirs had sung it, and I got familiar with a little bit of it. It's based on the 23rd Psalm. And the chorus ran something like, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I will feast at the table spread for me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And it dawned on me that my dad was at home. And the day will come when we will feast together at the Father's table. That's what it means to have Jesus as a shepherd. A shepherd without a sheep cannot find its way. It's lost. A sheep without a shepherd cannot find its way. It's lost. A sheep without a shepherd cannot find its pasture and will soon starve. A sheep without a shepherd is defenseless against its foes. But if we know Jesus as the Good Shepherd and the way and the truth and the life, He provides all that we need for all of time and for all of eternity. Praise be to God. Amen. Lord Jesus, we do thank You that You are our great Shepherd, and that nothing can separate us from Your love, and nothing can satisfy the deep longings of our heart except Your presence and Your love and Your grace. Oh, Jesus, if perchance there's anyone here tonight that doesn't know You as the Good Shepherd, or they've wandered from You, may this be the time when You find them and embrace them again in Your arms of love. And it's in Your wonderful name that we pray.